turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're putting on our metaphorical hard hats. We are digging deep into strategic digital marketing. Specifically, we're zoning in on a really vibrant and, frankly, competitive market, Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place digitally.
Our mission today is pretty clear. We want to quickly get our heads around the strategies local businesses there are using to, well, win online. We're talking everyone from tech startups near the big players, right down to the local contractors and chiropractors.
Yeah, sure.
Because in a place growing like Round Rock, if you don't show up when someone searches, you're basically invisible.
You really are. And our sources define Round Rock not just as some sleepy suburb, you know? It's a proper economic hub.
Right.
You've got these huge retail names literally next door, digitally speaking, to essential local services, plumbers, accountants, you name it. That mix means generic marketing. It just falls flat instantly.
Okay, so to guide us through this, we're looking at Austin Code Monkey, ACM. They're an SEO and web design firm that focuses specifically on Round Rock. Their whole pitch is about helping businesses rank, convert, and grow right there.
And what's really interesting about their approach, looking at the materials, is how they bridge two sort of critical areas. On one hand, they're mastering the fundamentals, the geography through local SEO, essential stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also leaning into the future of search, using advanced AI tools, even a proprietary thing they call LLM seeding.
LLM seeding, okay, we definitely need to unpack that later.
Absolutely, that combination, hyper-local focus, plus this bleeding edge AI optimization, that's what makes this case study so useful for understanding the landscape.
All right, let's start with the non-negotiable then, local SEO. If I run a business in Round Rock, say an electrician or maybe a law firm, why is this so critical now? Why isn't just having a decent website enough anymore? Competitors are investing heavily, right?
Yeah.
It's the intent behind the search. Think about it. When someone searches for like Round Rock TX electrician or even just plumber near me, they're not just browsing.
No, they need someone now.
Exactly. They're ready to call, ready to book, high intent. Local SEO is the whole mechanism designed specifically to capture that person at that moment. If your competitor is all over local SEO and you're, well, not, you're basically just handing them customers on a silver platter.
Okay, that makes total sense. The goal is to get seen by those ready to buy customers.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the actual tangible benefits? Like, what are the aha moments for a business owner where they know it's working?
Yeah, good question. There are several key returns you should see. First, visibility where it counts most.
Mm.
Those near me searches, the Google Maps pack that pops up.
A map listings, yeah.
Crucial. Absolutely. And the specific local snippets Google shows. Second, you start driving real qualified organic traffic. People actually from Round Rock or nearby neighborhoods, not just random clicks.
Right, targeted traffic.
Third, and this is huge for local businesses, it builds trust. You can't do local SEO well without generating authentic reviews and building solid local citations.
Citations. You mean like business listings on Yelp directories, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Think of them as verification signals. They tell Google your business is legitimate, established, and actually part of the Round Rock community. It builds authority.
Hold on. Why are those citations still so important? I mean, isn't having a really well-optimized Google business profile, isn't that the main thing now?
The Google profile is critical. Definitely number one. But citations are like confirmation from other trusted sources. It's like being listed in the main phone book versus being listed in every relevant local directory, the Chamber of Commerce site, industry-specific portals.
Yeah.
Google uses all that data to cross-reference your information. Your name, address, phone number, the NAP. If that NAP is inconsistent across the web, Google gets hesitant. Your rankings can suffer.
So it's about proving you are who and where you say you are consistently. Establishing that geographical anchor.
Precisely. Undeniable geographical authority.
So when ACM does this for clients, what are they doing beyond just checking NAP consistency? What are the specific actions?
Well, they're definitely optimizing that Google Business profile aggressively. Photos, posts, Q&A, services, the works. They're actively managing that whole citation ecosystem, cleaning up bad data, building new relevant listings.
Right.
And then, really importantly, they create geo-targeted content. This isn't just generic blog posts. It's content specifically designed to answer questions relevant to Round Rock residents, maybe even targeting specific neighborhoods within Round Rock.
Ah, so hyper-local content to match that hyper-local search intent.
Exactly. Capturing that super valuable localized search traffic.
Okay, this is where things start to get really interesting, moving towards the future of the AI part.
Mm-hmm.
But as you hinted, you can't just jump to fancy AI stuff without getting the foundations right, can you? Which brings us to technical SEO and site audits.
Absolutely not.
Why are these technical audits so mission critical now? It sounds kind of dull, like website maintenance.
It might sound dull, but if your foundation is cracked, the whole marketing strategy just crumbles. It's that simple. Today's search engines, like Google, are incredibly smart, but they demand a technically sound structure.
Okay.
So ACM's deep audits focus hard on things like site speed. How fast does your page load, especially on mobile?
Yeah, crucial. Everyone's on their phones.
Right. If your site takes, say, more than 3 seconds to load on a phone, forget it. That user is gone. And Google sees that. It penalizes that poor experience. Mobile responsiveness is non-negotiable, too. Then there's crawlability. Can search engine bots actually find and understand all your important content easily? And critically, schema markup.
Schema markup. Okay, that word comes up a lot. Break it down for us. For someone who gets tech concepts but isn't, you know, deep in the SEO weeds, what is schema and why is it so vital now?
Think of schema as like labeling your content for Google in a language it perfectly understands. It's structured data you add to your website's code. It explicitly tells the search engine things like, hey, this block of text, that's the business address, or this number, that's a product price, or this section, it's a customer review, this name, it's the CEO. Without it, Google has to kind of guess the context of your content. With schema, you remove the guesswork.
Right, making it easy for Google.
Exactly. And that's absolutely vital if you want to show up in those rich results, you know, the ones with star ratings or Price is Right in the search listing. And maybe even more importantly now, it's crucial for AI models to understand your sense information accurately.
Yeah, that's the perfect segue. That link between structured data and AI understanding leads us straight to this LLM seeding idea. You said it's ACM's proprietary strategy. It sounds very cutting edge. Define it clearly for us. What is LLM seeding?
Okay, so LLM seeding, it's the process, the deliberate strategy of optimizing your website's content, its structure, its data, so that it's easily, instantly, and accurately understood by large language models.
LLMs, like ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, the AI that powers conversational search.
Exactly those. The tech behind the AI overviews you're starting to see in Google search results too. It's about making sure your business information isn't just visible, but it's readily ingested and surfaced by these AI systems when people ask questions conversationally.
I get it. So it's moving beyond just ranking for keywords to actually being the authoritative answer when someone asks an AI a complex question.
Well,
but how? Yeah. How do you actually seed content for an AI?
Well, it builds heavily on that technical foundation we just talked about, especially excellent schema markup. That's table stakes.
Right.
But it goes further. You need to structure your content not just for a human quickly scanning the page, but for deep understanding by a machine. Entity recognition, factual extraction. This means things like optimizing for structured snippets, maybe creating clear Q&A sections on your key service pages.
Answering likely questions directly on the page.
Precisely. And making sure core facts about your business, what you do, where you are, what makes you unique, are presented in a way that's super easy for a machine to read and verify. The goal is when someone asks their AI assistant, you know, which plumber in Round Rock offers 24/7 emergency service, here, your content is the clearest, most adjustable source for that AI to pull the answer from.
Wow. That's really thinking ahead, anticipating how people will find information next. Okay, let's pivot slightly. ACM calls themselves a full-stack digital partner. That suggests it's not just about the SEO and the AI seeding, right? Even perfectly seeded content needs a good home.
Oh, absolutely. A holistic view is critical. You could have the best SEO on the planet ranked number one.
Yeah.
But if your website is confusing or ugly or takes ages to load or makes it impossible to actually contact you, you've just wasted all that SEO effort and money.
Right. The user experience matters.
Yes.
So let's touch on those other strategic services. They emphasize website design specifically for Round Rock. Why the local focus even in design?
Because the goal is conversion tailored to that local user, their sites need to be, yes, elegant and professional, but also intuitive. They have to guide that Round Rock visitor smoothly towards the action you want them to take. Is it a phone call, filling out a contact form, booking an appointment directly? The design has to facilitate that specific goal for that local audience.
And mobile first, I assume.
Non-negotiable. Most local searches start on a phone. The site has to work perfectly on mobile. No excuses.
Makes sense. What about social media? How does that fit in? Sometimes social media feels like its own separate world from SEO.
It shouldn't be, at least not in a truly integrated strategy like this. ACM uses social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, etc. strategically. They build a consistent, engaging presence, sure, but the core aim isn't just likes or follows. It's about supporting the SEO.
Oh, so.
By driving high-quality, localized traffic back to those carefully optimized website pages. By building brand authority and awareness within the Round Rock community, and by creating social signals that kind of complement the local citations we talked about earlier.
So it's another channel feeding into the overall visibility and authority.
Exactly. It's part of a funnel that reinforces the main SEO work.
And they mentioned other supporting services too. Things like graphic design, branding.
Yeah.
It sounds like they get involved quite deeply.
Yeah, they seem to offer things that ensure consistency across the board, which is really important for trust and recognition. Things like graphic design to make sure your online look matches your physical signage or vans, branding and logo help, even marketing collateral like menus or business cards.
Okay.
And significantly, AI consulting and help with generative content strategy. That directly feeds back into the LLM seeding efforts, helping clients create the right kind of content efficiently.
So providing the tools and guidance to maintain one strong, consistent, authoritative voice everywhere.
That seems to be the idea, a true partner approach.
I also appreciate that they clearly laid out their process. For anyone listening who's thinking about implementing something similar, understanding the steps is key. It looks like a clear 5-step journey.
Yeah, having a defined structure really helps demystify it. It starts logically with a discovery call, really understanding the business's goals, who their specific audience is in Round Rock. Mm. That leads directly into the crucial SEO audit. Where do they stand right now? What's the site's health? What are the technical problems? How are they ranking or not ranking?
Step 3 then is strategy development. Okay, based on the audit, the goals, and what the competition in Round Rock is doing, what's the actual plan?
Right. This is where they'd map out the specific geo-targeted content needed, the technical fixes, the approach to LLM seeding for that particular business. It's a custom roadmap.
Then step 4, implementation. Actually doing the work, fixing the technical stuff, creating the content, deploying the schema markup, building citations.
The heavy lifting phase. And finally, step 5, which is ongoing, reporting and refinement. Tracking everything, showing the client the results transparently, and crucially, adjusting the strategy as needed based on performance data, algorithm updates, new search trends. It's not set and forget. It requires constant tuning.
That makes sense. Measurable ROI is key.
Absolutely. And looking at why businesses might choose them, it seems to boil down to proven results. They claim affordability, specific expertise in these newer areas like LLM seeding and AI. Mobile-first design, and that transparent reporting.
It really paints a picture. This whole deep dive into the Round Rock digital marketing scene makes it crystal clear that generic, one-size-fits-all SEO just doesn't cut it anymore, especially in competitive local markets.
Couldn't agree more. The big takeaway for me, really, is twofold. To win locally now, you absolutely have to master the geography, intense local SEO, citation building, geo-targeting. Nail the fundamentals.
Right.
But to win tomorrow, you also have to anticipate and embrace the technological shift.
Right.
That means understanding and implementing things like AI optimization and, yes, LLM seeding. It's about being ready for conversational search.
It really is a fundamental strategic shift, isn't it? Not just for Round Rock businesses, but likely for businesses everywhere. And that leaves us, and you listening, with a really interesting thought to chew on. We know AI models learn from the content they ingest, and we see businesses, like through LLM seeding, actively trying to structure their information to be easily understood by these models. So what does that future relationship look like between a person just asking their phone or smart speaker a question conversationally and how a business gets discovered?
Mm.
Does this active seeding by businesses fundamentally shift who controls the information, the authority? And what new ways will we need to measure success beyond just clicks and website visits in this coming age of conversational AI?
That's the big question, isn't it? Something to definitely keep an eye on.
Austin CodeMonkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin CodeMonkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.